Así es, ¿eh?
How do you say relax? Relaxe? Relaxe. Relaxe. I am relaxing. Mope relaxe? Just relax. Okay, relax. Mo es espere, is it? I hope. Mo espere. Right? Ki. Tu ve mo comprend anglais enough. What's enough?
Assez.
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 Assez. Assez. Assez. Assez. Assez. Assez. Pour comprendre. Aujourd'hui. Aujourd'hui. Aujourd'hui.
Hein?
Crayon. Aujourd'hui. Oh, I thought it was aujourd'hui. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
So the bookmark is here in chapter 19. Does that mean anything? Or just where it happens to be? That's where I stopped. Okay. I thought it might be possibly. Yes, he goes. Oh! Hare Krishna. This is where I stopped, you think. Anyway, I don't remember. But, okay, let us just read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 19, and we'll begin with verse 14. Tasyaiva megasya paravalesho vyasakta chitasya griheshva bhikshnam nirveda mulo dvicha shapa rupo yatra prasakto bayam ashu date. Translation. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane worlds, has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahman's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from the world. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Parikshit, although born in a family of great devotees, the Pandavas, and although securely trained in transcendental attachment for the association of the Lord, still found the allurement of mundane family life so strong that he had to be detached by a plan of the Lord. Such direct action is taken by the Lord in the case of a special devotee. Maharaj Parikshit could understand this by the presence of the topmost transcendentalists in the universe. The Lord
resides with his devotees, and therefore the presence of the great saints indicated the presence of the Lord. The king therefore welcomed the presence of the great rishis as a mark of favor of the Supreme Lord. Tout le monde comprend? Pas de problème. Pas de problème, oui. Peut-être, what? Little problem? Okay, anyway. Let me just read the verse again. Tasyaidamegasya parabare sho vyasakta chitasya grihesha bhikshnam. Sri Radhagalokananda ki. Sri Giri Govardhan ki. Tasyaidamegasya parabare sho vyasakta chitasya grihesha bhikshnam. Nirveda mulo dvija shapa rupo. Yatra prasakto vayam ashudate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, the controller of both the transcendental and mundane worlds, has graciously overtaken me in the form of a Brahman's curse. Due to my being too much attached to family life, the Lord, in order to save me, has appeared before me in such a way that only out of fear I will detach myself from the world. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaleya Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pastrucha Dejatane Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vajikalpatrubhyas Jagripa Sindhupya Evaja. Vajitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Hare Krishna devotees. How nice to be here with you all in black. ISKCON black. Yes. We appreciate your association and your devotional service. And I know what it is like to sit in a class given in a different language. Because I sometimes sit in classes given in Russian. If you think, you know, anglais is and per difficile, wait till you try Russian. English is like a children's language. Yeah. Anyway. But you know what I find? I find when I sit in the class given in Russian, because I've studied Russian and I continue to study, I find it helps me with my Russian. I learn something. But anyway, devotees, écoutez bien, s'il vous plaît. This is a very important part of Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's a very important lesson here, which Maharaj Parikshit, he is just so advanced that for him to learn this lesson, well, he has already learnt it. And so he's dealing with the situation perfectly. Can you imagine If someone cursed you to die, and it was a real curse, not, you know, sometimes people say bad things to us, but it doesn't mean anything because they're stupid. But now this is not stupid, this is real. He has been cursed, and he knows this is going to happen. It is going to happen in 7 days. You know, some people, when they learn they're going to die soon, I read about one child, I don't know, a couple, just recently, a couple of months ago, that there was this one boy, and he learned that he had some terrible disease, incurable, and he's just going to just die soon, like in a few weeks. And so he was asked, what would you like? What would you like? And you know what he wanted? He said, I want to go to Disneyland. I will die in Disneyland and possibly what? Take birth as Mickey Mouse. It's possible, actually. And you know, I read also, what did I read? Also a month or two ago, that some adult, some man, he also had some serious cancer, just he learned about it, and then they told him, you have like 1 month. He was sort of normal, but there was something wrong, and so they did their test and they found out, you've got cancer. You're going to die in 1 month or maybe two. And so, oh, what to do now? And you know what his desire was? He wanted to see the new Star Wars movie, which has just come out, I don't know, some days ago or something. But this is a couple of months ago. He wanted to have a special viewing. And he got it. They showed him the new Star Wars movie about a couple of months ago. And he felt, that's it. That's what I wanted. Now I can die. So, What can we say? Bienvenue à la mort matérielle. Welcome to the material world. It's just full of stupidity. It's just so full of nonsense and rubbish. It's amazing. It's just amazing. It's so amazing. I have been thinking of something recently. Let me just share with you this thing I've been thinking. That in most cases, if something or if someone is popular in this world, generally it must mean that it's a lot of nonsense, or the person is just a rubbish person, if they're popular. Because the people in general, oh, sacre bleu, Hare Krishna. Anyway, the people in general, what they're attracted to, what they like, what they think is good, what they think is an attractive person, they're only attracted to just nonsense. They're attracted to Shah Rukh Khan, as we mentioned last night. And what is this, you know? If Shah Rukh Khan came to Flack, there'd be so many people there. The whole of Flack would close down and everyone would be there. Am I right? Right, yes, I'm sure I'm right. But, you know, with all due respect, Shah Rukh Khan is a nonsense. He's just a first-class nonsense. Excuse me, Shah Rukh, but anyway. But it's true. It's just true. It's my assignment way. So, yeah. So, when people get some specific warning, you are going to die very soon. Some special situation is there, and you're just going to die. That's it. Then you really understand the person by seeing what they choose to do at that time. You know, in the Bhagavatam, I think the ninth canto, either eighth or ninth, there's the story of Maharaj Katvanga. He's not so well known, but he's there in the Bhagavatam because he's important. And Maharaj Katvanga, he was a human like us, but he was very powerful, extremely physically powerful. So one time, when the demigods were fighting the celestial demons, they needed help. So they asked Maharaj Katvanga, please come and fight on our side. And he came and he fought. And he fought so powerfully that because of his fighting, the demigods won. Big victory. And they were so happy that they told Maharaj Katvanga, you know, we owe you a great debt. How can we reciprocate for what you have done for us? And they told him, just tell us what you want. Just tell us. And it's yours. So Maharaj Katvanga thought for a few seconds and he said, what I want is, you please tell me when I'm going to die. And the demigods, they had a little discussion and they came back to him and they said, you know what? You know what? You are going to die in 1 minute. Yeah, this famous story from Srimad Bhagavatam. 1 minute, you are dying. And so what did Maharaj Katvanga do? Run to Disneyland, quickly switch on the latest Star Wars. No, he fixed his mind on Krishna. He was already an advanced devotee, but now he made special effort and he focused his mind on Krishna and he went back to Godhead. Yeah. So anyway, Maharaj Parikshit, he has 1 week, 1 week's notice, and he understands it is real. It's not just like maybe, perhaps, let us see. No, he knows. It is happening. That's all. 1 week. Finished. So, you know, the first interesting thing about his reaction is expressed here. The first interesting thing is that he immediately, spontaneously, he just thinks, this is Krishna's arrangement for my benefit. Thank you, Krishna. He actually is feeling like that. Not only is he able to accept it, that, Krishna wants it, what can I do? Like that. But no, he welcomes it. Thank you, Krishna. You have made this special arrangement just to help me, because I need this help. If you didn't help me like this, I don't know what would happen to me. That's what he's saying. That you, my Lord, you have understood I am too attached to family life, and to save me from just going down and just becoming lost in material existence, you are so kind. You have made this special arrangement to just drag me out of this situation so I can focus on your lotus feet. Thank you very much. Pretty Krishna conscious, isn't it? we should think, how would I react? And I don't know if any of you have ever it happened to me once, let me tell you this, I don't know if I should even tell you, but one time, it was 1988, so it was a while ago, it was suspected I had a type of cancer, which I didn't have, Hare Krishna, but it was suspected, and they did some tests in the hospital, the main hospital in Johannesburg, South Africa, because they thought, you know, maybe it's like that. You know, if it was true, I wouldn't be here now. So I asked them, when can you tell me if I have it or not? And they said, well, you know, it's a big public hospital. They said, well, in 2 weeks. It's kind of, it's an interesting experience. For 2 weeks, you don't know. Is it something really serious, deadly, or is it just something else? So after, and I initially became concerned, but then I sort of forgot about it, to tell you the truth. And then it turned out that I did not have that, and so here I am today, almost 30 years later, still in one piece. But you think, how would you react if you found yourself in a situation where it seemed you were going to die, like, very soon, in days, in a few weeks? I knew one devotee, she passed away because she did have cancer. and it wasn't clear, did she have cancer or not? And I was going to India or somewhere, and she met me in the temple in Durban, and she said, you know, yesterday they told me I do have cancer, and I'll probably only live for a month. She was like normal, walking around and just everything. And I came back in a month or 6 weeks, and she'd gone. So we need to think, it's an important point, that not that we become depressive, fatalistic, if you understand what I mean, particularly not that we become depressed, oh my gosh, but we should understand that we are going to die. When you're young, like Siddhi and Riddhi, then you think you're never going to die. It just doesn't really, you know, enter your consciousness. But when you get to this age, am I right? It becomes clear it's going to happen sometime, and it won't be that long. So we should think, how would I react, or even how will I react when it comes to that point? And will I react like Maharaj Parikshit, that Krishna, this is your, you have arranged this to help me. Otherwise, I just sort of foolishly carry on doing many things which are not really worth doing, and carry on without focusing my mind on you. Yeah, so actually the Lord is deeply involved in the lives of his devotees. Did I tell you this? I must have told you the story last. Did I tell you the story of what happened to me on a flight from one part of Europe to another? Did I ever tell you? No, I probably didn't. Let me just tell you the story. It's quite an interesting one. I was due to fly from one city called Tallinn to another city called Vilnius. I don't know if you'll remember those names. But stopping in another city on the way just for half an hour in the airport and changing airplanes. And in the last place, Vilnius, I had very important appointment about getting EU residency. Yeah, special status to live in the EU if I want or when I want. So, okay, it was 6 a.m. I'm at the airport, ready, let's fly. But the flight was not happening. The people were there, everyone's sitting, but we're not being called to get on the plane. And the flight was meant to be at 7, but 7 came. We're still sitting there. And I thought, I'm going to miss the second flight to Vilnius, and I will miss my appointment to get EU residency, and it's not going to be good. And I was thinking, Krishna, I was praying. That's not too bad. But I was praying, Krishna, come on, Krishna. You know I've got to get this flight. Please, come on, Krishna. Help. And at 7 they announced that, you know, just sit down, the flight will be maybe in half an hour or something. And then I thought, oh, Krishna, come on. Listen, Krishna, I'm going to miss the second flight. Oh, Krishna, this is not right. You shouldn't do this. So we flew half an hour later, and I was just thinking, oh, Krishna, come on. You can do better than this, Krishna. Because you're God. You can arrange things better than this. So we're flying. And then there's an announcement that there is a security problem in the airport in the middle where I was going to change onto another plane. There's a security problem. We cannot stop there. We have to go to another airport. And I thought, oh, Krishna, come on, Krishna. What, you mean we're going to go back to Tallinn? We're going to go to Moscow or somewhere? Oh, Krishna, oh no. Then just 2 minutes later, there was another announcement that someone has telephoned the airport in the middle and said there is a bomb there. And I thought, oh no, a bomb, come on. And we have to go to another airport. We cannot land there. And then they said, so we are going to Vilnius Airport, where I was going. And I'll be completely honest with you. I was sitting there, I was astonished. And I said, sorry, Krishna. Please forgive me for not trusting you. So we arrived, I got to the appointment, and I have my EU residency. I have my card for 2 years. Haribol. So anyway, we had to think, who am I? What am I now? And if or when I'm confronted with some drastic situation, how am I going to react? How should I react? And we should try to prepare ourselves. We should try to get ready. Not that we have to just always think, I'm going to die, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. You know, it's 8 o'clock, I may die in 5 minutes. And, you know, that sort of mentality. But we should be ready by being fixed in Krishna consciousness. And when you are really ready, then you're in the consciousness of Maharaj Parikshit. Death is coming. In his case, 7 days, that's it. It's happening. And even, you know, interesting thing, he was cursed to die in 7 days. And the father of the boy, child, who cursed him, came to Maharaj Parikshit and said, you know, my son has cursed you. Would you like me to remove the curse? Nullify it, and you just carry on in life, just carry on. And you know what Parikshit Maharaj said? He said, no, don't take it away, because I understand it is Krishna's will. Krishna wants this because he has some plan for me. So thank you, but no thank you. You just leave it. This is what happened. This is the mentality of an advanced devotee. We are not so advanced. Maybe you are, I don't know. No, I'm not. We're not so advanced. It's just true. But we should try to understand what is advanced consciousness and try to work towards that. Yeah. That is the process of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana means practice. You're practicing, you're learning, you're trying. Like when you're at school, like when you're at university, you study maybe like to be a doctor, you study medicine. Then you come out and now you are a doctor. But when you were in the university, you were studying it, but you were not a doctor. You were studying, you were practicing. You know, they do all sorts of exercises so you can learn how to do what doctors do. But when you are learning, you cannot say, oh, I'm a doctor. You can't say it because you're not. So right now, we're in the stage of sadhana bhakti, means the stage of practicing, learning, trying, making mistakes. Prabhupada said, it is all right to make mistakes as long as you learn from them. And therefore, it is not all right to make the same mistake twice. It is not all right. It's all right if you make it once, but not if you make it twice. So we should try to learn. We're practicing, we're learning, and we're making mistakes. And sometimes we maybe even make some bigger mistakes, and we think, why did I do that? Someone invites you, come and watch the latest Bollywood movie. Oh, it is hot stuff. And somehow we agree. And we're sitting watching, and then our intelligence wakes up, and we think, what am I doing here? You get the idea. We're not encouraging the watching of Bollywood. So yes, we should practice, and we will make mistakes, but we should try to learn from our mistakes. In this way, we'll progress, and then gradually, we'll come to the point where we're not practicing any longer, but we are actually in that position, like when a person becomes a doctor or an accountant or an engineer, then they actually are that, and they're not just learning it. Yeah. So Maharaj Parikshit, he's like that. Prabhupada says, such direct action is taken by the Lord in the case of a special devotee. And devotees, listen to this. Sunu. Is that right? Huh? Sunu. Right. Sunu. Écoutez-moi. You are all special devotees. Now you may be sitting there having just heard that right now, thinking, no, I'm not a special devotee, I'm just, you know, I'm barely a devotee, I'm just trying to be a devotee. But the fact is that you're special devotees because you've been practicing for some years, I know, and Krishna sometimes will do things like this to you. Maybe not to do with death right now, but something to do with something. I'll give you an example that in Srimad Bhagavatam in the 10th canto, Krishna says, Yasyaham anugrinami harishye taddanam shanai. I don't know if you know this verse, very famous verse. Krishna says, when I like someone, when I really feel very merciful to someone, tad danam, harishye tad danam, I take away their money. Hari Bol. So, sometime it may happen to you. Something may be stolen. You may just lose something. You may just break something. You know, these things happen. And, you know, I know one devotee. He had a house like this, you know, it means a very nice house, but bigger. Bigger than this. He is a wealthy man. He's a motivational speaker. You know, he does these seminars. And he's an initiated devotee. And you know what happened? He had a thatched roof, you know, a grass roof. It caught on fire when they were out somewhere. And the whole house was destroyed. And he checked and he found, you know what he found? His house was not insured. Whose lovely little ringtone is that? Anyway, he found his house was not insured. Can you imagine if you lost this? Lost it, gone, finished, and you can't get 1 cent back. So, you know, it was worth, in rupees, millions. A good few millions. Anyway, he's extremely successful. So he just built another one, but he insured it. And he didn't use a thatched roof. But something dramatic can happen in your life. But as devotees, we should try to understand it is Krishna. It's actually Krishna. And he's doing this to help me, even though it may seem like it is something which is going to hurt me, but actually it is to help me. And the more we can accept this, then the more progress we're making, and the more we'll be ready for the time of death, because it's coming. And just because the time of death is coming does not mean that it is only going to come when I reach the time of the, what do they call it? The average life expectancy. I don't know what it is in Mauritius, but like Europe, America, it's about 80 now. 80. So we might be doing a countdown. Okay, me, I'm 64. That's a fact. Okay. 80. I have 16 years. But who knows? Vajraj Prabhu, who I think some of you knew, he was 53. And he was a very serious devotee. But 53, Gangamai Ki Jai. Off he went. Krishna called him. What can you do? So we need to cultivate this type of consciousness. In the meantime, it will help us deal with the difficulties of life in this world. Because it's not only the time of death. it'll help us. And when the time of death comes, it will help us. Hare Bol. Hare Krishna. So we will continue. How do you say that? Nupu continue. Nupu continue. Dama. Nupu continue. Srila Prabhupada ki. Esaswa. What time? Sitter. Where? Equayon. Okay. At that place. See you there. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. I'll pray for the misery caught, dear Krishna.
Thank you.
And for any others, I mean, I don't know, in your area, And other initiations are really meant to stop. Until the persons, the candidates, have completed. We had a situation in Russia a few years ago that they made a rule, the National Council made a rule. No one can get second initiation unless they have Bhakti. But then they were not offering a course of Bhakti Shastri. It was just such a silly situation. They did offer a course, but on one end of the country, the people had to come for 3 months. And, you know, my personal life, so I just go for 3 months. And at least 90% of the devotees are working people and family people. And but anyway, now they've expanded it. So it's been taught in many places, it's taught online. But there still, you cannot get second initiation if you don't have a unless you're like a senior citizen. 65, 70.
My father, he passed the exams and test with this Guru Maharaj. He was one of the last, and he was the initiation was to be done. But because he was only a male, so he was good in the initiation. So he was good in the
initiation. Where were they?
So for over 65, this exam is...
He's over 65, is it? So that's the situation. And you, or anyone, really, any sort of intelligence, particularly those who are preaching, you know, dealing with people regularly, if you do the disciples course, which you will have to do for second initiation anyway, but then it's possible, you're also meant to take a teacher's training course. But, you know, like I understand the situation is there, and there's an element of urgency in it. So Vamanadan is going to teach without the teacher's training certificate. But hopefully you will get it. So, but someone like you, if you were interested in teaching it, it would be possible. And it's possible for anyone. Like people who are like regular preaching, regular giving classes, and you understand things nicely. First thing is that they have to do the course as students. So ask Vamanadeva what his plan is once he's finished the course, when he plans to have his first session.
I think you just tell them to speak to them. Or if you speak to them,
tells you that he was only going to do it at this particular time, then he would tell you that he's there.
Thank you. Thank you. Je vais passer là.